heard it all. And all of them, including the Grand High Witch herself, are downstairs now.
No!
They're pretending they're the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children.
And they caught you?
They smelt me out.
Ah, dog's droppings, was it?
Yes, but it wasn't strong. Another week's worth of dirt, and they would never have detected the stink waves.
That is unfortunate. Now, I need you to tell me everything that has happened. Don't leave anything out.
I take a deep breath and I begin to talk. I tell her about hiding behind the screen in the ballroom and the small woman who peeled her own face off.
It was a mask, Grandmama. And underneath, her real face was horrible, like something that had gone rotten.
Go on, don't stop.
Then they all took their wigs and their gloves and their shoes off.
And they were all bald, with sharp claws and square feet.
Just like you said, the Grand High Witch shot fiery white-hot sparks from her eyes and turned one of them into a puff of smoke.
I've heard of that, but I have never quite believed it. You are the first non-witch to witness it ever.
Really?
It is her favorite punishment. It is known as getting fried. I'm told she makes it a rule to fry at least one witch at each annual meeting.
Why, Grandmama?
To keep the others on their toes, of course.
But they don't have any toes.
Please go on.
Then I tell her about how they changed me, about Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker, and the Grand High Witch's plan to turn all the children of England into mice.
She wants them all to be killed, every last one.
I knew it. I knew they were brewing up something tremendous.
We've got to stop them.
You can't stop witches. Just look at the power the terrible Grand High Witch has in her eyes alone. She could kill any of us at any time with those white hot sparks of hers. You saw it yourself.
We have to.
Tell me about Bruno. How did they get him?
That hag of a witch gave me some chocolate yesterday, potion. He's a very tasty Barlow.
Yeah, does he ever stop eating?
I'm in the food runs out.
Can you explain something to me, Grandmama?
I'll try.
Why can Bruno and me still talk and think like we could before?
That's quite simple. All they've done is shrink you and give you four little legs and a furry coat. They haven't been able to change you into a 100% mouse. You still have your own mind and your own voice, and thank goodness for that.
So I'm not just an ordinary mouse. I'm sort of half person, half mouse.
Quite right. You are very special.
She lifts me onto her lap and begins to gently stroke the soft fur along my back.
That feels nice.
You will always be special to me.
Grandmama, I think I've got an idea.
What is it, darling?
The Grand High Witch said her room was number 454.
Right.
This room is number 554. 554 is on the fifth floor. So 454 will be on the fourth floor.
That is correct.
That means room 454 could be directly underneath room 554.
It is certainly possible. But what if it is?
Take me out onto the balcony so I can look down.
All the rooms in the Hotel Magnificent have their own private balconies.
Here we are. What do you see?
That one immediately below must be the Grand High Witch's. If I could get down there, I could get into her room.
And get caught all over again? I won't allow it.
At this moment, the witches are down on the Sunshine Terrace having tea.
So?
The Grand High Witch won't be back until 6 o'clock. That's when she's going to dish out the Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker to the ancient witches.
And if you did manage to get into her room, what then?
I could find the place where she keeps it. I could steal a bottle and bring it back here.
How would you carry it?
It's a very small bottle.
Oh, and if you did manage to get it?
One bottle is enough for 500 people. We could turn each and every witch down there into a mouse. Give them a dose of their own medicine.
Oh, what a fantastic idea! You're a genius!
My grandmother suddenly jumps about an inch in the air and I nearly bounce out of her hand over the railings of the balcony.
Whoa! Be careful with me, Grandmama.
We'd get rid of every witch in England in one fell swoop. And the Grand High Witch, too.
It's got to be worth a try.
If we carry this off, then it will be the greatest triumph in the whole history of witchery.
There's a lot of work to do.
Of course there's a lot of work to do for a start, even if you did manage to get one of those bottles. How would you get it into their food?
That's for later. Let's get hold of the stuff first.